Hi everyone, Luke Moraney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And the topic for today I would like to discuss with you is what do you need to consider when managing your property portfolio? This is podcast number 60 for the Daily Property Search Podcast. Just a general disclaimer before we get involved in this discussion that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Make sure you get your own independent advice when it comes to investing. So what do we as investors need to put in place? What do we need to consider on a regular basis for our property portfolio? Now, different properties are going to be required to be managed in different ways. If we think about a strata complex where a lot of those repairs and maintenance issues and ongoing works at a building are often done by the strata manager. There is also some requirements of the landlord to administer some of the works at the building. But when you're comparing that to the house, there's a lot more that you need to organize and need to put in place. Now, if you're managing it through an agent, it's going to be slightly different from you self-managing that property. And you've got to then, if you're self-managing, think about what are the legal requirements around doing the different works and make sure you're up to date in what's going on. So it probably requires even more administration work and even more reading and research in terms of what's actually happening, what are the changes. So I'm going to talk it in a framework of having a property manager. Take away the self-management for a moment, because most of the people when it comes to property portfolios have it managed through a real estate agent or property manager. So the couple of points that I would like to make in terms of this is the first one is your pest inspections and treatments. So pest inspections are a big one in terms of having those inspections for the observing whether there's termites or other activity at the building that's actually going to affect the structure of the building or affect its viability to do things in future, whether they be repairs and maintenance or the massive works at the building because it's all the timbers are being eaten away. So it's important. And especially as you get north in the country of Australia, more likely to have termites in warmer conditions, wet conditions, and that's something to really look out for. So when it comes to your properties, a big thing that pest inspectors do check on is if there's water laying around in or pooling in air in any areas, and where it's drier and warmer, they will be attracted to those poolings of water or areas where there is leaks occurring. So you obviously, as a maintenance thing, you need to think about to stop leaks that are happening or to repair some of the issues that are being caused by water leaks and see if you can mitigate the risk of having termites. But what's even especially important is to have the inspections put in place. Now, I'm doing a whole bunch of inspections on my properties up now in Queensland, and I've got one particular pest inspector that's looking at doing numerous properties around that I have in place. And it's just a case of scheduling them each and every year, have the pest inspector actually put in reminders for you to do that. And obviously if they want the work, they will put the reminders in. But as a backup, it's always important for you as a landlord to check on those repairs and maintenance and ongoing routine inspections like your pest inspections and treatments. So the second point I'd like to make is quite a big one, and it's tied up in some really strong legislation. The pest inspections and treatments are not a requirement as opposed to having the second point, which is smoke alarms. Now, these obviously are vitally important for the safety of the occupants at your property. There is huge risk around if something was to happen and the smoke alarms are not tested regularly, they're not maintained, you could be up for potentially criminal charges for not having these things in place. And then obviously the insurance risk as well of having a smoke alarm that it's not working could be a big issue for you. So you really want to put in place as an investor, as a landlord, to make sure this particular item is taken care of on an ongoing basis. People like to think about this item when it comes to daylight saving time, having them checked during these times. If you're a you know, if you're self-managing, but in the terms of having a property manager look after you, they will do regular inspections and have a coordinated system. You just need to, again, make sure that your property managers are looking at this and make sure they are administering the inspections on smoke alarms. I would suggest, it's something that's happening overseas at the moment, more so than in Australia, but there's the intention that CO2 sensors, so carbon dioxide sensors, will be introduced at some stage. I've started to hear about some of the buildings being putting these in. It'll be interesting to see if these will then be implemented down the track. And I would suggest that this would be a factor that comes in. There has been a few incidents where people have either been harmed or even worse, have passed away because of having an excess of CO2 in a room or in a property. So that is probably definitely going to come in, and I would suggest that maybe within the next 5 years, it'll be a requirement the same as smoke alarms. The third item I'd like to talk about is in regards to managing your property manager. And obviously, if you're self-managing, it's not a requirement. You really just need to manage yourself. But managing your property manager is really important. Continuing to have a rapport with them, have good communications with them, have the respect for what they do, touch base with them on a regular basis. And if all's going well at the property, it might be just every quarter. If there is a lot more issues, or there's a time where there's a changeover in tenancy, you want to make sure that you're talking to them on, if not a daily basis, maybe every 2 or 3 days. So this is where you've got to step up the game when issues occur, and actually you can pull back at times when things are going okay. But remember to have regular contact with them to ensure that everything is managed really well on your property. So think about those things. Managing your property managers is a big one. Obviously, it helps you bring up issues or allow issues to surface before they become, they get into bad situations where they escalate even further in terms of, you know, extra cost for yourself, or issues happening with payments or repairs and maintenance, or issues between the agent and the tenant, and that can happen from different times. So if there's not a good relationship there, you may want to rethink what is actually happening, and you may need to have a look at introducing another property manager and changing that property manager over. So that's a couple of things to consider when you're managing your own property. There's a number of others, but I just want to bring up some key points, especially where we as search party property are typically focused in that Southeast Queensland market. So the warmer weather when it comes to those pest inspections, which are really important. Obviously, smoke alarms for right around the country, extremely important. And then thirdly, for right around the country, managing your property managers is a vital part, an integral part of your team, to make sure that you're getting rents on time, that make sure the tenant is being held to account in terms of repairs and maintenance, if they've damaged something or if they're making sure they're making payments on time as well. So hopefully that helps you a little bit in thinking about managing your property portfolio, and hopefully you get into a position where you're managing it more effectively. You're minimizing the repairs and maintenance. If you're doing preventative works, that's another thought that you can think about. Look in the prevention side of things, like a pest inspection, rather than think about the cures and not do any inspections for 5 years and be faced with something like having termites around. So think about those things. If you do want to have a chat about those, managing your property portfolio, or thinking about what happens in terms of your own property investment journey, please do give me a call. My number is 0400-332-377. Love to have a chat with you. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.